Thanks for rocking with us for over 40 years. T95, the rock station.
Messer in the studio, T95, Meatball with you. I think Rick's hanging out with us studio.
What's up, Rick?
Guys, you have a show tonight in Wichita at Wave. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But let me just say, you released your self-titled album last year. I think it was April last year, right?
April 420.
So, perfect. So you guys are just now celebrating a year on this album. Tell me about the journey, man. How's it been since it came out?
Man, it's been crazy. The journey, we started, like I said, a year ago when this album came out, a band from Dallas that nobody's heard of. And we released our first song, Make This Life. And here we are on the third single, our third top 30. But this one we're going to push up to as high as we can go, hopefully with your help. Good thing is that radio, you guys are breaking an unsigned band right now.
Currently. Oh, awesome.
We appreciate that.
Nice.
We are doing this entirely on our own. No record labels involved. Just these guys here, our producer and co-writer Chad and Nick, our crew, and that's it, man.
And a whole lot of ramen noodles.
A whole lot. Well, yeah.
So you guys, you mentioned it earlier, you guys are out of Dallas, the Deep Ellum era area, which you're talking Pantera, Hell Yeah, Drowning Pool, some really amazing bands. Tell me about kind of starting out in that Deep Ellum area.
Well, being from, Deep Ellum, obviously those are big shoes to fill. All of those bands and names you mentioned are all really good friends of ours. And we're kind of currently the torch holders, if you will, for the Dallas music scene. We've got the whole support of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex right now. And, no pressure, but, we don't want to let anybody down.
I will say, there's just a little bit of pressure, right? Now, I will say, I've seen you guys before. I used to be in Southern Oklahoma, and Derek and I were talking about that a little bit. I'm familiar with the Dallas area. I think I saw you guys open up for a band at a show in Dallas, probably at Trees, maybe?
Yeah. Trees, probably. Trees, we play there a lot. That's our home
away
turf.
From home.
And I remember the audience reaction to you guys was huge. Obviously, a hometown show, but you guys do a lot of work with your audience as well.
Yeah, we pay them each $5 before the show. Scream on demand.
That's why we do this. I mean, come on, let's be honest. We're not doing this for the money. We're doing it because we're passionate about music. But more importantly, we're passionate about changing people's lives through the power of music. And we think that we have some really good positive messages that deserve to be heard. And clearly, people are reacting to them every single night because they come up to us and they tell us they have those real visceral moments where they're able to connect with us right there at the show. So it's great.
So by all means, I mean, I'm a huge Cowboys fan, so please tell me.
Yes.
Dallas, okay, good.
Because
I was going to have to leave if you guys weren't Cowboys
fans. America's team. And go Stars. Did Stars win last night?
Yeah, they did.
All right,
yeah,
go Stars.
So let's talk about the self-titled record. It's been out for a little over a year now. You guys are on your third single. Talk about the writing of that record, the sound you were putting into it, what you were looking for.
Well, we were setting out to essentially, create some new classic modern rock songs, songs that would stand the test of time. And this was a process that took us a better part of 5+ years to not only write and record the album, but to put together the live show. Because the live show that you see when you come see us, that's how we came out of the womb. We came out full-grown production band.
Full-grown babies.
Full-grown babies. And,
beards and all.
Yeah. Exactly. So, that having been said, I mean, we knew that these, after recording these songs, we knew that, man, they sound so great. The album sounds so great. We needed to put a lot of effort into the live show so that it translated properly. And, that's kind of what we're known for is our high definition live show. We've developed some new technology and some new methodology for delivering said high definition show. So
awesome.
The Rock Station, T95.